K-State Nation, y'all know what it is. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer back from Manhattan, Kansas, back in KC. This is Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that's football all the way to coming up here in a few weeks, indoor track and field for men's and women's for Kansas State. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again all year long for listening to the podcast. I did record yesterday while I was in Manhattan, but didn't get it posted up. I will do that. That episode will probably have to drop tonight, so apologies on that. But anyways, we do post content daily. When I do have my head on straight. So my head was not on straight. I was too focused on what was going on, especially what happened last night, which is no excuse whatsoever. But that is another conversation, obviously, for the offseason, combining K-State and, of course, what Atlanta did last night on the coaching side. Well, I'll touch on that in my later episode. But right now, I'm focused on K-State, and tonight, here, I just want to come on here for just a few more minutes here. Just only a few minutes to talk. K-State men's basketball tonight going down. Opener for K-State men's basketball in Bramlage. So too bad I didn't stay over there for it. But actually, maybe it might be a good reason not to go see this game. But anyways, they need to prove me or they need to prove me wrong tonight. Kansas State goes down. The Big 12 opener, Cincinnati comes to Manhattan tonight to take on Kansas State. If you have not been paying attention, you've been busy with your family, which is a good thing. Friends, family during the holiday season. Well, you ain't missing nothing. K-State 6-5 coming into this matchup. And Cincinnati in the boot. You're playing a top 20 ranked opponent in Cincinnati. 10-1 here for Cincinnati. Just to start off Big 12 play, remember, K-State put themselves already in a hole, and a hole that you're not to dig yourself out of. Jerome Tang and the staff, speaking of coaches, oh boy, we have to go from one questionable staff to another, but Jerome Tang has been, obviously, this coaching staff not making the right decisions, and of course, starting off with all this whole thinking that, you know, we're going to load up with all this athleticism, not using it, not correctly building up the roster and all this other stuff. It's just a whole, we can go down this whole rabbit hole, and we're going to have a lot of time, I feel like, in both off seasons when it comes to that time. Well, football is already there. Basketball is going to come soon enough for them here, and they got a tough challenge, really tough challenge ahead of them tonight against Cincinnati. Cincinnati's 17th ranked in the AP poll tonight. This is going to be on CBS Sports Network. I'm reading here with Chris Lewis, Mike O'Donnell. You can catch this game. If you're in the KC area, you're a Kansas State fan, you can catch this. You can catch this matchup on 96.5 The Fan as well, I believe, or 610, wherever they have it. But I just gave you some right there. But if you're in Manhattan, can't be in Bramlage tonight. You can't be in Bramlage tonight. 580, and of course K-Man will have it for you as well. Wyatt Thompson, Stan Weber as well. Wes Miller, head coach for Cincinnati, and of course Jerome Tang for your K-State Wildcats. And I believe this is the same starting lineup that we saw in Wichita State with Castile, Housen, Max Jones, Coleman Hawkins, and David Gasson, because Gasson has had a tremendous start to the season. They're going to need that, and The bottom line for this matchup is Cincinnati. Well, when we go to the overall Cincinnati, I'm gonna stop right here. Cincinnati 8, K-State 8-1. Cincinnati's 8-1. Leads the series 8-1. Oof. Also, Cincinnati undefeated in Manhattan, Kansas. So you already in the behind the eight ball of that as well tonight. And this is going to be a huge challenge for this team tonight here. This is the first test for them. And it's a difficult one. We said all along, K-State, you had a weak non-con schedule up to this point, and you failed. 6-5, almost 500 ball. Can't do it. You just cannot. You just can't do it, right? So Let's see here. The last meeting was last year in a battle there on the road. You had K-State had a chance to win this game last year. Didn't do it with a not really good roster. And you lose by 274-72 in that game there as well. So look, K-State, and you're also just tied over 500 in all-time conference openers, 56-55. So you're 6-5 overall, but in K-State history, 56-55. Can you change the narrative of the 2024? We're about 2 days off from the 2025 calendar year. Can you change the narrative of the season? It's got to start tonight. It just has to start tonight there. And they're in this pattern where they play good, especially lately in the first half. You start off right, but then the second half, you tail off. You gotta play 40 minutes. That is the question with this team. Can you play a full 40 minutes of college basketball? You're at home. Can you get some home cooking? Brandon Lynch, I've seen it in the past. You guys know. It never fails. K-State knows how to up their play against ranked opponents. Can you take it up a notch? That is the question. That is a huge question mark tonight for this team. Can you take your game another level, despite the struggles? But if you can add your play in the first half and translate it into the second half, we be sitting here talking maybe a little bit different story. But again, it's just a lot of unknowns tonight going in here, and we already know some of the struggles of this basketball team. Can you get it done at home, where we've seen teams go down, upset in Bramers Coliseum? Will Cincinnati be another one tonight? We'll have to find out about that here later on this evening out there in Manhattan, Kansas. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We're free and available daily, or whenever I have a chance to upload content. And of course, if I have my head on straight, I would have posted what I recorded yesterday. But that's going to be pushed on to tomorrow. I'll get on top of that. I'll get on top of this for you guys. Have this up here and have you get ready for tonight's game. Huge conference opener, Big 12 for the men's side. We already seen it from the women's side. K-State on the ladies' side dismantled Cincinnati. Can K-State do what it needs to do to shock Cincinnati tonight? Well, we'll see about that as well. Tip off tonight for the Big 12 conference opener for the men. I don't think I mentioned this. 6 o'clock, a little bit after six tonight in Manhattan, Kansas, Bramus Coliseum. So if you're still, I know it's still holiday break for the students, but if you're still out there, still around the area, whatnot, you're going out to the game, make sure you do, of course, as like I said, usual, support the cast. They're going to need it. They're going to need it for sure. Alex Aiden, of course, Podbean. We're coming back in January, of course, early January. I don't know when. We'll be back recording bonus content of the Pearl Project Podcast over on the Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S, podcast. It is your first time listening to this podcast on the main channels. Thank you so much again. We're on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. That's going to wrap things up. I told you it's going to be a quick one. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. We'll catch you.